Space Dweller from June 29th, 2022. We are still in the hallway with Tesfaye and the Strib and Etana and Ruddock. And they're still being sprayed by the Alcar Tika. And Tesfaye says, "Why the hell does it keep spraying us?" And the symbiont says, "Don't feel too unkindly towards it." In the next panel, we see two of the Alcar Tikas in sort of a very green, lush, on a very green, lush planet. And they're spraying their water. And we hear the symbiont continue, saying, where the Alcar Tikas come from, they are the only living non-plant being on the planet. In the next panel, there's two of the Alcar Tikas on the planet, and they're spraying on the plants. And the symbiont continues, "For them, spraying water on other things is because they're completely altruistic and kind." In the next panel, we're back in the hallway. And Etana, looking up at the symbiont, says, "I hear you, but it's still unpleasant." And the symbiont says, "You want to know what's super unpleasant?" And Tesfaye says, "Not really." In the next panel, we see approaching them is a purplish pink beast with furry legs and a furry brow and like stubby arms with spikes at the end and very sharp teeth. And the symbiont says, "That, a Grujas, practically synonymous with death itself." And in the last panel, we're back to looking at Etana and Tesfaye and the symbiont and the Alcar Tika, and Etana, looking still annoyed at the Alcar Tika, says, "Still laser focused on the water squirter," and Tesfaye as well. And he says, "I should have gotten more rope. But how does one even tie up a snake?" Because the Alcar Tika looks like a snake.